All right, it is Tuesday morning. This is the time that we talk money matters with Michelle Gravel and Jim Burden from the Gravel's office. Folks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Jim. Michelle, we've been talking over the last few weeks about how important it is to have a financial advisor that you meet with on a regular basis to plan for retirement, college, and lots of other financial goals in life. I think a lot of people get the feeling, though, that they can do it themselves. You know, I'm perfectly capable of handling my own finances. I don't need to call an expert. I mean, you probably hear that from people that call and meet with you for the very first time, don't you?
We do in some degrees, in a lot of degrees, because we deal in educating and seminars and that type of thing. By the time we're done with that, people come to us looking for that extra bit of help. But there are people out there that feel that they are capable, and in many cases they are to a degree, but that big letter P comes in all the time, procrastination.
Right.
You might be capable of doing it, but are you doing it on a regular basis? Did you just look at your 401k once and say, well, I'm going to let that fly? Did anyone ever give you a second opinion? Or take a look at, are you overlapping efforts in that 401k plan? If you're doing college funding, how are you going to take that money out for the most tax-effective ways and that type of thing? You might be able to handle it to a certain degree, kind of like if you have a cold or you have a headache, you know you have to take an aspirin or you take some cough drops. But as it goes on, how much do you really know and do you need some extra help?
Yeah, and, you know, it's that procrastination and also the busyness factor, too. A lot of us just get too busy.
Yeah, it's a busy world. You have, you know, you're busy with your career, your family, you're running a business, you're traveling, maybe traveling for business or pleasure. So you've got a lot of things that are competing with your time, and this is one way for leveraging your time where we can look at, research things for you, share your goals with us, and we can bring you some ideas so that you're in a position where you're digesting the information and you're making decisions, and normally you make better decisions under those conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I mean, you guys know this stuff inside and out. You live, eat, and breathe it day in and day out. Most people don't to the degree that that you do.
Well, that's true. And, you know, it depends on how complicated your finances are, but it also, even for the most simple things, an example, I met with someone the other day, and we see this a lot, people hear from someone they work with or someone who gave a brief talk who's from running the plan at their work for the 401k, and they're in target retirement 2020 or 2050 or 2060. And what they don't realize is that's an account that's just stuck in there, and it's based on your age. It's really not based on being fully managed, expertise. And I had a woman, she's 62, about ready to retire, and she's been in this target situation, and her account earned 5% in 2017 when everyone else's account earned, you know, 17-18% or higher, depending, or a little bit lower depending on what you're invested in. But I mean, it certainly wasn't in tune with what the market was. And she, in her case, has no intention of drawing from the funds when she retires. She has different goals in mind. So that target thing was a target for somebody else. It wasn't a target for her situation.
Yeah, that's a good point. Everybody's got different goals, right?
Sure.
Right.
One thing, too, is, you know, you're intellectually capable of doing it, but, geez, is it really something that you enjoy doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like to do their career. They're good at that. But, you know, when you start talking about investments or even taxes, we can all relate to that. Who enjoys doing their taxes? But it just might be something that you just don't enjoy doing, and you know you need to make some decisions on it. But it is helpful to have someone work with you in order to make that a little bit more enjoyable for you to make decisions.
Well, sure. And having that sort of impartial set of eyes to look at numbers as well, that can help. Michelle, we've talked before about, you know, people that tend to air all their grievances when they meet with the financial planner. I want the cottage. I want the boat. I want to retire at 65. I want to retire when I'm 75. I mean, there's all these things that sometimes they bring to the financial planner to talk about.
Well, you know, they do. And I really enjoy that aspect of it because a lot of times couples are busy with children, with their careers, with maintaining their home, et cetera, and good hobbies, that bringing all those extra things to the table of when do we want to retire and are you agreeing on it or not as a couple? And once you bring it to the table with an objective third party, if you will, you can resolve a lot of things in a very calm manner and find out other options that neither one of you may have thought of, whether it's how you're dealing with gifting money to grandchildren for college, or if this person is doing better than that person, maybe they want to reallocate things in a different manner, or however it is. Those are highly charged topics, but if you bring them to the table in a calm manner with a third party, it gives you a chance to think about things and get more options and work things out.
Yeah, it's something you don't want to put off, because the longer you put it off, the further behind you're going to get. And you're going to get to that point where you say, man, I wish I had done this sooner.
Sure. And you want to identify your expectations. You know, sometimes when you sit down and you talk through it, you really need to get a good understanding of what the expectations are and what you're capable of doing based on your financial situation.
Yeah, good stuff to think about. Michelle, do you have a money-saving tip for us this morning?
I do. Well, I would call it more of a money-finding tip, if you will. What you want to do is take a look at your 401k and 403b, different retirement statements. There are a lot of people over the years, even if you're already retired, if you still have your money at your former company plan, maybe you put in after-tax dollars, meaning that your paycheck is already taxed, but you're able to add more than just your regular contribution. Some people did that 10, 15, 20 years ago and sort of almost forgotten about it. Or maybe they see it on their statement, but they don't know how it's totaled in with the pre-tax regular contribution. And what you can find is, if you want to roll a partial amount out of an account, there are some dollars there that were already taxed that you can bring out tax-free. But those statements are not very clear, and we can help you do a conference call and take a look at, do you have any of that type of fund available? And if it is, what is pre-tax, after-tax, no tax? What is your situation? Because the statements don't always give the story, especially if you pull them up online.
There you go. Just another reason to have a financial planner. No cost, no obligation to contact the Gravel's office. And what's the best way to do that?
You can contact us through the Tri-County Bank branches, through the radio station, WPHM, and right here at our office at our toll-free number, 800-668-7135.
All right. Sounds good. Guys, have a great week. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Paul.
Jim Burden and Michelle Gravel from the Gravel's office. We talk to them every Tuesday at around this time about money matters. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual to determine which investments may be appropriate for you. Consult your financial advisor prior to investing.